Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting second. The first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting third. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Kouzmanoff. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Chris Carter. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Cliff Pennington. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Gio Gonzalez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The second baseman, Orlando Hudson. Batting third. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Delman Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Danny Valencia. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alexi Carcilla. Batting ninth. The catcher, Drew Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Carl Pavano. And now, play ball. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Crisp hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Crisp. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Crisp steals second. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barton takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki strikes out. 1 out. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cuttier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cust for the out. Crisp moves to third. Barton moves to second. 2 outs. Kevin Kouzmanoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kouzmanoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Span hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington misplays the ball. That's an error on Pennington. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hudson takes first base on ball 4. Span moves to second. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington fields it and throws to second for the out. Span moves to third. 1 out. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Mauer moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel takes first base on ball 4. Span scores. Mauer moves to third. Cuttier moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Valencia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valencia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mauer scores. Cuttier moves to third. There goes Kubel trying to get to third. Crisp throws the ball into Pennington, who relays the ball to Kouzmanoff, who tags Kubel for the out. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carcilla strikes out. Suzuki drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carcilla out. One out. Drew Butera is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Butera strikes out. Two outs. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Span is 0 for 1 in the game. Span takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hudson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Pennington batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pennington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Span. Pennington reaches second base with a double. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Crisp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crisp strikes out. One out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Pennington. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Pennington steals third. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Barton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Barton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Span who is chasing the ball. Barton reaches third base with a triple. Pennington scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia has Barton trapped. There's the throw to Butera and back to Valencia, who tags Barton for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cust is 0 for 1 in the game. Cust hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Young. Cust reaches second base with a double. Suzuki goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Kevin Kousmanoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kousmanoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Kousmanoff hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cuttier hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Kubel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pavano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson misplays the ball. That's an error on Hudson. Ellis moves to second. Chris Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carcillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ellis moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pennington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pennington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Young moves to second. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valencia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valencia hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Young scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcilla bunts towards the mound. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Valencia moves to third. One out. Drew Butera is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Butera is 0 for 1 in the game. Butera bunts towards the mound. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Valencia scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Twins. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Span is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Span hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crisp hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 2 in the game. Suzuki hits a line drive into right field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kust is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kust hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barton moves to second. Kevin Kousmanoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kousmanoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Kousmanoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carcillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hudson strikes out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauer hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cuttier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Davis steals second. Chris Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pennington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pennington hits a line drive into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubel for the out. One out. Delman Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Valencia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valencia is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Valencia hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crisp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cuttier fields the ball and throws to Pavano covering. Safe. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Barton hits a line drive into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-3 in the game. Suzuki hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crisp moves to third. Suzuki moves to second. Ron Mahaty now pitching. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kust is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kust strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Kevin Kouzmanoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kouzmanoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Kouzmanoff hits a line drive towards short. Carcillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Blevins now pitching. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kouzmanoff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Drew Butera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Butera is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Butera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Suzuki for a passed ball. Butera moves to second. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Span is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Span hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Span for the out. Butera moves to third. Two outs. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hudson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hudson takes first base on ball four. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carcillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Ellis moves to second. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valencia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carcillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Ellis moves to third. One out. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pennington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pennington takes first base on ball four. Carter moves to second. Jesse Crane now pitching. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Crisp is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hudson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Henry Rodriguez now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kubel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Kubel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Repko pinch runs for Jason Kubel. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Repko moves to second. Danny Valencia is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valencia is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Valencia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kuzminoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Repko now playing right field. Matt Capps now pitching. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barton hits a line drive into right field. Repko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Suzuki hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spann. Suzuki reaches second base with a double. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kust is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kust hits a pop-up towards short. Carcilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Kouzmanoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kouzmanoff is 0-for-4 in the game. Kouzmanoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carcilla misplays the ball. That's an error on Carcilla. Suzuki scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Twins. Steven Tolleson pinch runs for Kevin Kouzmanoff. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ellis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tolleson moves to second. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Spann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.